The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show once again. It's Sunday, March 13th. I'm assuming everybody woke up on time. I know here where I'm at, we don't do daylight savings time, and I had to check three times to make sure I had my alarm set for the right time to do my show last night for, or let's see, yesterday for you, this morning for me. So I'm now back to 12 hours ahead of the Central Standard Time Zone here in Bangkok, Thailand. In any event, as usual, on Sundays, we talk about syndications. Going to do that again today. And we may drop in a few news items. I saw a couple of noteworthy articles or posts this past week. But otherwise, the focus is real estate, private partnership syndications, what I refer to as REPS, R-E-P-P-S, and it's pretty much the bulk of what I do on a day-to-day basis is analyze. I don't sell syndications. I don't sell investments. I am a tax CPA working at the intersection of real estate taxation, retirement plan taxation and planning, real estate private partnerships, and lastly, zero tax math. And that's each one of those is a whole area of expertise that I'm fortunate enough to understand how to connect the dots and help people achieve financial freedom. In fact, twice the financial freedom as others that you hear on the air talking about investing in real estate, but seemingly don't understand the optimal Internal Revenue Code sections to execute to increase your financial freedom. And if you're contemplating joining one of the old school, I'm going to call them travel agent type member platforms, you may want to think twice. It's no longer mandatory. For about the last, I'd say 1 to 2 years is when it started ago. You now have the ability to, just like when you buy your plane ticket, to go online, do your research, compare transactions, and actually subscribe, fill out the subscription agreements, and send your money, all without attending one class. There are some requirements in terms of your level of financial sophistication that you'll have to qualify for, but you know, there are ways of achieving that that aren't nearly as painful as the $20,000 type memberships that you will be extracted from your back pocket if you want to do it in an old school fashion. And I would tell you that it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just another way. And I would further tell you, if you have the extra 20 grand laying around, please go join one of the platforms. In fact, talk to me first. I'll tell you which ones to take a look at. And right here in Houston, you've got at least two or three choices. Not all the same. They all have different rules. They have different cancellation policies, and that's cancellation is in cancel culture. At least one of these organizations was canceling people a long time before the media started doing it, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Again, that particular organization I was part of for almost 20 years as a vendor and as a member. And I'll tell you that there are reasons to join that platform if you have the money. And I will help you fully exploit the use of your membership to achieve your goals. And, you know, I hope you find me before you're told that you should liquidate your retirement money. Go ahead and pay the tax on it. Just rip the Band-Aid off. It's not going to hurt that much because you're going to make all that money back over the next, 15. Well, actually, I'm sorry. I'm forgetting about which platform I'm referring to. They speak about retiring. Their average member retires in 2.5 years, which is a crock with a capital C that is mathematically impossible unless you're starting with $1 million or more in retirement funds or funds, and you would like to live on $60,000 a year after tax or less. And again, they don't say that all in the same sentence or even on the same show at times, but it leaks out the more you listen to their daily show and podcast. You begin to be able to draw a picture of exactly what they're espousing. And I'm going to tell you, I don't have one client that's told me they want to live on $60,000 a year after tax in retirement. So just understand what you're signing up for, not just with respect to reps or these private partnerships. Understand what the membership platform, if you're going to go that route, and again, there's no mandate that you have to. The single biggest factor in you joining a platform is that their training will typically qualify you for what we refer to as sophisticated, quote unquote, investor status, where you can participate in the types of offerings for partnerships that are offered under SEC Section 506B of the crowdfunding statutes. That's a big deal. And yet now you have another option. Our company, MP Ross CPAs, which is the sponsor behind Be A Planner, .com, we offer the training, same level of training that you will get embellished somewhat by the platforms, because you know they're always looking for a way to justify the $20,000. If you join, I'm going to challenge you, if you will join any of the platforms in Houston or elsewhere in the company at their lowest level, you know, $500 to $750, it's money well spent. Almost anyone you want to pick, I can make the comment that it's money well spent. And then I will provide you sophisticated investor training status complimentary. Why would I do that? You know, obviously, when I help you understand this investment space, most people that go through what I will offer, first of all, you'll have your eyes open. I'm going to teach you why you might want to do it. I'm also going to show you, in fact, today on the show, I'm going to go into why you might not want to join this investment space. There are reasons. And unlike the people selling you the $20,000 memberships, I don't assume that this business, it is a business, whether you know they want to tell you that or not. Now, truthfully, there's a passive role, which is what most of my clients undertake, and then there's a lead partner or sponsor or syndicator, whatever term you prefer, and I've got clients on both sides of that line. But I'll tell you, the large majority of the people joining the platforms and large majority of my clients are passive. They don't get out of bed in the morning to go run a beat up old Class C apartment that they're going to make beautiful, and in doing so going to make a bunch of money for themselves and their partners. I've seen it many times, and it absolutely is replicatable with you know newer projects that are coming online, you know, literally every day, every week. I mean, depending on which platform, there's a lot of deal volume. And again, I'll help you understand the differences with the platforms and what you're going to be signing up for. So if that interests you, send me an email. You can send it to info@npross.com, or you can simply go to the BAPlanner.com beaplanner.com website. That's BEAPLANNER.com. Fill out the email capture that is somewhat annoying to me, at least. If you'll just fill that out, I will assume that if it comes in today, you want more information about our offer, which we'll be rolling out that training here. We've delayed it a little bit. I want to get to doing some major transitioning on my tax practice, tax software, et cetera. So I put off that class here till we get through the April, most likely the April 15th deadline. There's a chance we'll do it earlier. But we will do it at my office there at 11200 Westheimer. And we're going to limit the audience. We've got two different room sizes we can work with. So if you're interested more near term than, say, longer term, just make that comment if you send an email. Otherwise, we'll circle back to you with more details once we set the first date. In any event, I had, of course, we do the Saturday show, the Be a Planner Tax Mass show, and we do overlap on content. But yesterday I had, just as the show was ending, I had a client actually that sent me a text right as we were ending that summarized what I've talked about on the air before almost better than I could have said it. And I thought, you know what, this is a good way to give you a very short synopsis of Roth conversions just by reading this text. This particular client is what I would say a man of very few words, and he's members of several platforms across the country. And, you know, I tend to meander, or so I'm told. I can't believe that's possible, but I do hear that from more than a few clients. And even my wife, in her Thai way, a little bit of broken English there, says, you talk too much. So, in any event, okay, guilty as charged. Anyway, so my client texted me and said, I have three multifamily apartments invested with myself. Directed 401 funds, that's a 401 trust, which is our staple strategy for folks that have real estate funds that qualify. There are some qualifications, which I won't get into here at the moment. Said, I think I need to start converting these to the self-directed Roth 401 side of the trust that we created. I've had these investments for 15, 14, and 13 months respectively. That's some key verbiage. I'm going to come back to it. And they have not yet appreciated to their full potential due to renovations and repositioning. What's my next step? And then he ends it. I got to give ourselves a plug. Full disclosure, I'm a remarkably satisfied, in quotes, client of yours. And then he also comments about the new Dolly Parton bump music that we're using on the air. So anyway, good text. Let's do this. Let's take a break real quick. And when we come back, I'm going to explain those next steps. Be back in a few minutes with the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And by the way, I was just, as I read that text from one of my clients, I to mention I failed to say that if you want to call me, nobody wants to call me. I understand you don't like talking about these topics on the air, but I'm going to suggest to you there's no stupid questions. I like a little company. And in fact, if I don't start getting some phone calls, I'm going to bring on some other people to help carry the show for me. I really don't like the sound of my voice for, you know, 42 or whatever the number of minutes is that we have to work with here. But anyway, I like the emails I get. I get a bunch of emails. I get a lot of contact us. I get text. And so the show will continue. I guess I might should just pre-record it since I don't really need to man the phones, right? But anyway, I'm being a little facetious. And I do have some talent lined up that, if nothing else, will give you an additional voice here. So my client, let's call him Alex, for want of a better word. We'll protect the innocent. Has money. We did a 401 trust for him several years ago. He's been making contributions from his self-employment income. He also did a rollover from a 401k plan at his employer. So the traditional, what I would call traditional failed 401 plan structures, where, you know, you can invest in index funds, mutual funds, stocks, maybe some REITs, just depending on how the plan's structured. But the bottom line is you can't control your money and direct those funds into alternative investments, including real estate private partnerships. You could actually buy real estate if you wanted to buy a single family. And when I hear the other shows, like I did yesterday right here on this station, other real estate mentor shows talk about, well, gee, you got a 70% return on that property after they cashed out their IRA or 401. And then they say, well, you know, did you ever get that with your 401? As if that doesn't happen every other day with people that know how to take advantage of the tax code in a tax-optimized fashion. And it amazes me that generally that the people at these platforms that have fairly high intellect, I mean, you could argue with that, I guess, on a few of them, but ordinarily you would think they could understand the tax rules when somebody like me has, in some cases, told them directly, this is how it works. In fact, somebody like me was involved for 18 years with one of them. You would think they would have listened at some point to understand that it's rarely optimal to go rip the Band-Aid off and liquidate 30% or more, depending on which state you live in, of one's family's net worth. Never optimal. I got news for you. You do that on day one, and you will never catch the folks that do the 401 rollover to a self-directed 401 trust. You will never catch them. It is impossible mathematically. Further, it eliminates enough of your net worth where, again, you're not retiring in 2.5 years. You're not going to retire in 5 years if you're in the normal transactions that you don't hear about on the radio. Nathan sees them because I've got clients, many clients, that are members of assorted platforms. And so I've got some insights that Self-Made Millionaire and others will not be sharing with you on their daily shows. Why? Because those stories don't sell memberships like the anomalies. And yes, there are transactions where people generate huge returns. 300% returns have happened on occasion, very rare occasion, in a single year. It's happened. I've seen it. So I fully stipulate that they're not lying, but they're mischaracterizing the anomaly to make it seem as a mainstream. And I know you know that if you listen to the show. You're not stupid. You understand it's a sales job. And in fact, most of the shows that I see on this station, both coming in and going out, they tell you that, hey, this is for entertainment only. Seriously? It's not entertainment when you're talking about people's retirement wealth and making bold representations loudly from the front of the room and on the radio that you are your average member, you retire in 2.5 years. That's a crock, again, capital C. In fact, capitalize the whole word. It doesn't happen unless you got $1 million, you'll accept $60,000 after tax, or you're a syndicator. If you're going to join to become a lead partner, great. That's really a very good reason. That's the second reason that I would tell you should join this specific platform. The first one is 506B, non-accredited transactions, and then you've got some others. The deal flow is strong. I'll also suggest to you the syndication documents that they generally utilize don't have a lot of snakes in the weeds, so to speak, that I've learned how to detect. We eat these documents for breakfast, it seems, at times. And so we're going to help you understand, if you choose to go this route, what you're signing up for. Not a problem. Know exactly how to analyze these documents. I've drafted over $500 million worth of projects, operating agreements, partnership agreements, etc., for this very platform that I'm referencing. And so it's a very comforting position to be in, and I'm grateful that I can deliver this insight to my clients on a one-off basis and soon to be in a group setting, perhaps, so that they make better decisions when they're analyzing option A from option D. They know where to look to say, okay, we understand it's all pro forma. Nobody knows how these projects are going to come out, but at least based on pro forma, we can eliminate some of your choices because they don't rise to the level that you've decided and we've modeled to show you what your retirement funds can generate. You've got to hit certain metrics or you won't get there from here. And so we're constantly trying to assess, does this meet your objectives? And I understand the various platforms are going to say, well, we do all that too. We do all that training. Well, you know, there's a difference when you're selling memberships. And if they tell you to pick A over D, you're cannibalizing one of their other members' projects, okay? They're almost an ancestral type relationship where their lead partners are the ones they're suggesting you invest with, and they don't understand and fully disclose, or you won't understand and fully disclose some of the relationships that are working behind the scenes that end up with, you know, bad outcomes. And I'm not suggesting that I'm clairvoyant and I can see a bad outcome. I'll tell you this, though, I'm independent. I don't invest in syndications that my clients invest in. I think that's, I'm not going to say it's an overt conflict of interest. I just want my clients to understand when I tell you something, I'm not telling it to you because Nathan's getting a sweetheart deal to go invest in a transaction. And I will, if that ever changes, you'll know about it if you're one of my clients before I do it. But I really enjoy this perch to be at. One other thing I also wanted to mention, the Neil Diamond song that we just heard coming back in, where it's written for my show, which is basically and this platform, by the way, that I'm whining about, you know, just getting by ain't living. Okay, beautiful line in the song, and I'm going to tell you right now, as my good friend that runs the Total Wealth Academy, Steve Davis, has often said, and we also had the Dolly song talking about sacrifice on the bump going out on the first segment. Anyway, Steve Davis, the founder of Total Wealth Academy, is often fond of saying, if you want to save $1 million, you got to earn $1 million. And it's not by cutting out Starbucks every day. You've got to get your money deployed into investments that return above average rates of return. And I'm not plugging Total Wealth Academy. I'm not plugging any of the other platforms. In fact, I'm going to tell you, you got to have your eyes open. It would be great if you could talk to other investors that have joined those platforms. Kind of hard to do, except you know one right here. I've joined both. I'll talk to you about both of the Houston outfits. The third one I've never joined, but you know, again, there's plenty of people out there. In fact, I got clients with all of them. Let me know. I'll have one of my clients give you their assessment. But bottom line is, you got to get your money working at above average rates. If you're mid 50s and you've got $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, even $1 million, the old million standard is now $3 million when you factor in that 50% of all American couples spend over $800,000 in retirement on health care, largely chronic illness or long-term health care. It's crazy what the numbers have gone up to. And you know, now with inflation expected to linger, at least if you talk to real economists, not the White House's economist, or the White House press secretary, who thinks she's an economist at times, pretty interesting. And in any event, it's going to get worse. And if you've got less than $3 million to live until you're 85, 86, if you're a male, 87, 88, if you're a female, those are the new updated life expectancy tables that the IRS utilizes for the RMD requirements. You don't have enough money to retire. The longevity risk, and especially now the tax rate risk, which if you don't understand, I've said it many times on the air over the last year and a half, and I'm going to say it again today, the tax brackets are on sale. And if you don't understand what I mean by that, take a look at the deficit. Look at the real deficit. Go out to truthinaccounting.org, where you may be shocked to learn that the deficit is not $30 trillion. The deficit is north of $130 trillion, depending on your assumption set. And you know, what you may be surprised to learn is that we are the only country in the developed countries in the world that don't include debt for items that we've already passed legislatively, but each year's a new year in terms of what's you know, really getting paid, like indexing Social Security amounts or Medicare amounts. Theoretically, Congress can change the rules, and that's why they don't book it on the balance sheet of the country, which, again, is egregious in my mind, because it hides the fact that we're in worse condition, obviously, than we are. But I'm telling you, the people that study this for big bucks, you know, they consult with the big companies and the mega billionaires, etc. They are saying that 2029 to 2030 time frame is when we run out of money. We've spent the last part of the discretionary section of the federal budget, and then we can't pay the interest on the debt, which, you know, will lead to a depression the likes of which this country's never seen. When you can't sell your debt, or you sell it but you're going to pay, you know, three or four times as much interest, in our case it could be higher because rates are still so low, that's a major problem. And so you know, for those of you like Alex that shot me the text, he already understands, because we've been pounding it away with our clients, that hey, now's the time to do your Roth conversion. Take advantage of the fact that, as he said, and I mentioned there was some key verbiage there I was going to circle back to. Well, here it is. It's that these properties, these three properties, have not yet appreciated to their full potential due to renovations and repositioning. And that should be a red bell, or a bell going off, a red light flashing that says, hey, I can take discounts to value, to taxable value, for those specific properties. And just like if your Apple stock dropped or your crypto, you would want to sell on the dip if you're wanting to convert to Roth, because the value that gets used just went down. Well, when you invest in private company transactions like real estate apartment projects, you get massive discounts, and I'm talking 60 to 70% of what you may have put into that transaction before the building gets made pretty and before the refinance value goes up or the sales value. You want to execute the Roth conversion and pay tax on $30,000 to $40,000 out of every 100 instead of 100 out of every 100 before you get your money invested in private real estate partnerships. So, if your money's sitting at Fidelity or sitting at Empower or Voya or Schwab, et cetera, in a 401 at a company, your challenge is to, once you understand these private real estate syndications, and you understand that it's a great asset space to make money in, now I've got the icing on the cake for you, is invest your money. And then let's consider the Roth conversion, where you're paying a much lower level of tax, even in the lower brackets even. You still got the tax brackets that are on sale, probably of 40 to 50% sales, the way I would look at it, based on what I know is coming. How do I know it's coming? It's math. It's not Democrat. It's not Republican. It is the math necessary to fund the level of spending that this country has become accustomed to. And, here we are again, and I'm not suggesting we shouldn't be supporting Ukraine, although I will point out that the leader of Ukraine, which I really like that guy for stepping up. On the other hand, he imprisoned his political opposition not long ago, and they've killed people, their dissidents, just like Russia did. Where do you think they learned that, I wonder, right? So he's not exactly a Vladimir Putin, but he's not far away, and I understand there's a lot of innocent people getting killed. As someone that's, understands humanitarian efforts, I applaud the fact that we're stepping up in part, but I'm telling you right now, and I'm not the only one saying this, Putin has our number. And I can't fathom that Congress and Mr. Biden, well, I can fathom Mr. Biden doesn't understand, but, there's some bright members in Congress. How do they not understand that when we sanction Russia like we're doing, cutting off oil imports, and, we're looking at removing favored nation status, all these things that are going to put the hurt on Russia. Look, other countries don't think like we do. They don't care. Dictators don't care about their oligarchs that are having their yachts and planes seized. They're more concerned with expanding their empire, and they will make it without being part of the SWIFT system, the financial system. They'll make it without being able to sell stuff. They're prepared for it. We're not. We're thinking like Americans, where, boy, if you cut off our power, if you shut down our nuclear power plants, we wouldn't know what to do. And it's like my wife has pointed out over here, when our power goes out, Nathan is packing up and going to a nearby Starbucks where there's air conditioning. And the power doesn't go out much at all here, by the way, much less than in Houston or San Antonio, where I hang out when I'm there. But she said, man, you guys can't take much, can you? And I said, yeah, you're exactly right. I'll admit it. And my wife can rub two rocks together and create, dinner with, some fire and water. We use bottled water, so that's not a concern. But anyway, I'm just telling you, I'm thinking we're in for a long haul here. We're in for a lot of sorrow. And unless we're willing to really step up, put the no-fly zone in that they're afraid they're going to tick off Putin. Are you kidding me? He's already said that the sanctions are a declaration of war. I'm thinking it's coming anyway. Let's get the no-fly zone up and stop, you know, the progression. Anyway, I digress. But in any event, Roth conversions, absolutely something that you should be considering as you're thinking about real estate private syndications, because it lowers your risk. I mean, there's several things here that, in spite of what appear to be significant risk, as I read on the air last week, I believe we covered that last week, the risk factors. Look, you've got risk every morning you wake up that exceed most of those, okay? You had the same risk when you bought your home. You have the same risk when you invest in the stock market. In fact, I would argue you've got more risk, because that's a yo-yo versus a very slow. Typically, real estate's dips peaks are not as pronounced. They don't happen as rapidly. And not only that, even in spite of some of the economic cycles, just like with COVID, I've watched the value of apartments go up. And I'm not suggesting they always go up, but I'll tell you this, if you don't believe me, go read the San Francisco Fed offices study. I think it came out several years ago, maybe 5 years, where they compared stocks, real estate, and bonds. Go look at that and then tell me that, you know, you don't want to be in the real estate private syndication space. Generally, I mean, I understand I'm not one, unlike some of the self-made millionaires you'll hear on the radio or YouTube. You know, Grant Cardone is one of my favorites in terms of, it's a train wreck you just can't not look at, right? And he's very prolific in the real estate syndication world. And, you know, supposedly he's got money. You know, he talks about it just like our local self-made millionaire does every day on this station. And I'm going to tell you, they don't have as much money. Neither one of them don't have as much as they want you to believe, or they wouldn't be telling us every day to make sure we heard it from yesterday and we believe them. And the more you hear, the less I believe. And so I'm not going to suggest that either one of those two folks are not very successful, and no doubt they're millionaires. But, you know, I'll tell you, Donald Trump says he's a 14 billionaire. Forbes pegs him at 1.4 billion. Both are absolutely credible numbers. It's just, it's a different method of valuation. And just like we're taking huge private company discounts when we do Roth conversions, yeah, I can see where Trump is valuing his assets, assuming the highest possible transaction type. And, you know, that makes sense. But again, when you do a Roth conversion, you're not valuing it in the highest possible. If everything worked and we hit grand slams, that's the value. No, we're looking at a private company that you can't sell your investment in. Literally, you're prohibited from selling the investment until you get to the end. You can't control management. You've got no voting capability. If you do a search in the private placement memorandum document and or the operating agreement on the phrase, quote, sole discretion, end quote, go read a few of those sole discretion comments and tell me you think you've got control of that activity, and you'll understand what I'm saying. And frankly, you probably don't want control of it. The syndicator, you're not going to go invest with someone that's still wet behind the ears. You're going to, if you work with me, we're going to pick people that have experience, know how to get to the finish line. And that doesn't mean they're going to do it again, but it sure gives us an indication of how they will perform. And then we can get information about the last transactions. We can find out how transparent they were. That's a big issue for me in the current market. You see all these conflicts in these transactions where the syndicator is hiring his management or her management company. You know, they're making payments to affiliates. There's literally no transparent reporting on that. And that's something we're really pushing for. If you say you're going to pay an affiliate where you've got a conflict, which would be any affiliate, in your PPM or your private placement memorandum, we would expect your reporting package to give us financial statements on those affiliates, bank statements, just like we would expect on the primary transaction entity, and along with, you know, assorted other reportings, general ledgers, et cetera. And you know, if this is all, you know, every syndicator I talk to or review documents on, oh, they're all investor friendly and they're all transparent until you ask for something that doesn't quite meet their definition of that. And all I'm going to tell you is you worked harder to amass your money that you're investing with those folks than they did to put this transaction together. And so I don't buy it that that's not something you're entitled to. And I would suggest that eventually we'll have enough syndicators that will agree to do that where it'll pretty much force others to do it. And you're not asking them to go create a bunch of new work. It's work they've already done. It's simply a matter of sharing it, disclosing it. It's part of, you know, their monthly cycle, or so I would assume. I assume that's what they would want you to believe. So anyway, no additional work. Let's see. What are we looking at on time? I tell you what, let's do a break, another break. When we come back, I want to give you some reasons why you might not want to invest in these syndications. May surprise you. We'll be right back with the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BePlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BePlanner.com. Or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
You are a reacher, so reach down. Reach out and lead me. Guide me and keep me in the shelter of your care each day. Cause I am a seeker and you are a keeper. You are a leader, won't you show me the way?
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross. And before we left the break, I kind of got sidetracked, but I wanted to discuss with you some of the reasons why you might not want to invest in private syndications. And, you know, I guess the first issue might be you don't think you have access to your funds. You know, if you got the majority of your funds tied up in a 401k and you're under the age of 59 and a half and you don't want to quit your job, although, you know, a lot of the self-made millionaire guru types will suggest to you that as part of ripping the Band-Aid off, you quit going to the cubicle every day. They translate it to a jail cell, which I don't. I think if you enjoy your job, or better yet, you enjoy the cash flow you got coming in on it, you know, there's nothing wrong with good, honest, legitimate work. And I know that the people that often say that that you should do that probably work more than most of you. So I guess, in a certain sense, you should look at what they do versus, you know, what they say. But in any event, access to your funds is one of the big ones. And I know another one that's probably close behind is that it's odd, you would suggest, to hand, you know, $50,000 to $100,000 to a stranger. And I guess the only thing I can tell you on that is, first of all, you've got legitimate concerns because of the lack of follow-up, independent third-party confirmation that we get with most all these syndications. I'm shocked at times, and it's something I would really like to be at the forefront of changing. And if you're a syndicator out there listening to this show, talk to me, because I'll tell you right now, there's some things we want to do that will make your life easier, because you'll have somebody confirming that you did what you said you were going to do, independent from you. I'm not going to be invested with you and do that, but I will help you with understanding whether you qualify to get the good housekeeping seal of approval for the deal that you raise money on. And then you'll be able to use that to go raise money on future transactions. And in large measure, that independence is something that, normal people in every other business, if it was a stock on the stock market, they've got audits, annual audits required. You've got nothing required, and most of you don't do audits independently, which I understand. I would tell you that an audit is unnecessary. Simply an agreed upon procedures type engagement, which we as CPAs would be adequate, where we can simply go down a list of probably half a dozen points that was in the private placement memorandum and say, okay, you're doing it, you're not doing it, let's talk about how you can correct it, etc. And I think if a syndicator does that, you will have people lined up to invest in every deal you ever do. And, I'm happy to take that task on. I'm not necessarily going to be the guy doing the work, but I've got independent CPAs that I can refer you to. And I would suggest that you would benefit mightily if you would agree to do that. So in any event, one of the other reasons that I would tell you I hear all the time is, well, I don't understand. I don't understand what that means, that provision or this provision. And I'm going to suggest to you that you're probably never going to thoroughly understand any of the documents in the what I call the deal doc stack. That would be the investor summary. You usually get that or a webinar up front, and then you also will get a private placement memorandum, and you also get an operating agreement. And believe it or not, it's hard to believe, but at times those documents will not be consistent. The horrors that we see, and I guess I'm just going to tell you, I don't care how experienced you are at looking at these, what I call doc stacks, the concept of disconnected provisions across investment summary, private placement memorandum, and operating agreement is common. And I'm further going to suggest that if you read the documents at all the way through, you're ahead of most of the syndicators that have phone calls with their attorneys. They expect that they heard them and they're doing everything that they said to do, and yet you have these provisions that disconnect between maybe distribution policies and waterfalls, which is a term referring to the different tiers, the different levels of distributions, or maybe the allocation of taxable income. I know one that I consistently call out in reviewing documents is where the distribution waterfalls provide cash flow, which at the end of the day, cash flow will ultimately translate into taxable income in most real estate partnerships. And that's a topic we'll cover in our complimentary sophisticated investor training. But suffice it to say, the fact that you received cash or didn't receive cash in a given year has nothing to do with whether you get a K-1 at the end of the year that shows taxable income or taxable loss. Two totally disconnected concepts that when you're new to partnerships, people have are find real hard to reconcile. And I guess all I'm telling you is you will accept it because that's the law. And it's not like you've got a trader business, maybe a sole proprietor, where you have, you know, you're the only person taking cash out of that company, and you would know whether or not you're going to have income this year, right? So anyway, let me just tell you real quick. I've got a few minutes left. The rest of the reasons, you know, you can't take money out at will. Boy, if you don't understand that, you've missed what I've talked about today in terms of control. You take money when the syndicator, in their sole discretion, says there's excess cash, we're gonna distribute it. Another reason might be if you have a lot of money to invest, you may want to just pick deploy 25% of it. I don't know what a lot of money is to you, but I would say if you've got, $3 or $4 million to invest, don't go invest $3 or $4 million in these transactions until you've done some proof of concepts and see you've met some syndicators that actually perform. You've got some people you'll go forward with in their next deal, then deploy the rest of your capital or a big chunk of it. Third reason is you have to learn a new process. Okay, well, that's where folks like us come in. We will hold your hand throughout if you choose to work with us. And I'm going to suggest to you that my most experienced clients still don't understand the nuances, and they don't have to. And they know they don't have to, and that's why they don't care about learning all the steps. If they want to be a syndicator, oh, yeah, they're going to learn. And hopefully the few syndicators I work with get it right. Again, there's no third parties going behind you checking this stuff. I've already mentioned this next reason. You have to give up control. Absolutely. Can't have too many chefs in the kitchen or you will not be successful in these types of transactions. But anyway, to kind of wrap up, every syndicator or sponsor team I've ever seen will sing the praises of real estate syndications and passive investing all day long, literally, whether it turned out perfect or not. And I've got a syndicator that's got deals out right now, raising money, that in his, and he's very successful, good guy, infectious personality, and yet in his private placement memorandum, he does a couple case studies to show you how successful they are, and he uses examples that are 11 years old now, 11 years old, and one that's 5 or 6 years old. And I'm going to suggest if you're really that successful on the 30 plus deals you've done, let's pick something more current that reflects your current fee burden that you're charging instead of one from 11 years ago that had no fees. And let's see what those look like. And so I'm going to tell you could have done 8 deals with the syndicator, and the 9th one is different on the way they calculate certain issues. And you won't be able to generate those same returns. Okay, I've only got a couple minutes left. I wanted to just mention for anybody that wants to work with us or even consider working with us, go to the BA Planner website, BEAPLANNER.com, top right intake form link. Go fill out the forms, come back to the main page, click the schedule a call link. Put in your choice of times. They're all in the evening. I try to deal with people when they're not at work. And, of course, when it's morning for me over here, that's the real reason. But in any event, I will personally spend time with you over the phone to try to understand more about your facts and circumstances, how you define retirement, how much resources you have to work with, before I show you the 4 options you've got to take your money out of those retirement plans or roll them over where you control them. We'll be back next Saturday with the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show, and of course Sunday with the Syndication Mash Show. Thank you for tuning in this week. We look forward to next week.
Thanks for listening to Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of Be a Planner Show here on AM 700 KSEV.